to tour the beautiful historic church. Buy a raffle ticket and win a 2014 Corvette. Free admission and free parking at the BJC Garage just east of the church. Kickoff is Friday evening starting at 5 and continues through the weekend and Labor Day 11 to 9. Sponsored by Budweiser, the king of beers. Opa!
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800. New roof.
Trying to sell a home? Need help buying? You need experience and results. Hi, this is Terry Hall, and these are some of the results of recent clients I helped. I helped an investor get a home 30% below list price. I helped a lady sell a home $15,000 over list price in 5 hours. I just helped a young buyer close on a deal where there were 6 other people bidding on the home. You trying to sell? You trying to buy a home? Call me, Terry Hall, 314-220-0524. 314-220-0524.
Phillips 66 strives to be the neighbor you can depend on, whether it's for their performance gasoline or to satisfy an ice cream sandwich craving. Phillips 66, proud to be here.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of
chat. Jay Harmon.
And we think you'll get lots of
tingling, trembling, and throbbing.
Yep, that's what I've got right now.
We're about
especially the throbbing part.
Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 27th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by AT&T UVerse. Let's turn to Dan Strauss now. Dan, tell everybody what AT&T stands for. Idiot.
I can't remember.
Idiot. Beyond?
Atlantic Telegraph and Telephone.
I thought it was American Telephone and Telegraph.
It is.
Look it up for us.
It is American Telegram.
It is.
What? Telegram?
Telegram.
Dan, too late now.
No, but that's what it is. Now that you said it.
American Telegram and Telegraph?
Yeah.
Boy. Hey! American Telephone and Telegraph.
All right. And, of course, we're talking about AT&T UVerse. But first, let's introduce a couple people to you. Without these guys on the show, and I mean this, there would be two other guys on the show.
Yeah.
At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, and they can sit down with you and come up with an individual strategy.
You're
that
having
will
trouble
help
talking, too.
Yeah, no, I know. My head feels like a... They will help you come up with an individual strategy to have your money start working for you. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
This cold you've got has gotten worse in the course of the show.
I know. It's, yeah.
I'm telling you, everything you said, the symptoms, brain tumor.
Well.
That's what it sounds like. Brain tumor. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Phoebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy is talking with an attorney about incorporating his new corporation, AC&C. American Cheetos and what?
Cheese.
The American Cheetos and Cheese Company. Yeah. Well, that no surprise. That's all he thinks about. Now, that what you're listening to there, you youngsters, that's called an accordion. Very few people play the accordion. Women with large breasts can't play it because it would just constantly squeeze their breasts.
Yeah.
And
it would
probably be painful.
Nips would get caught in there.
What?
Nips would get caught in those little... See,
that was not necessary.
What?
But he's sick. He's got a cold. he doesn't know what he's out of his head. He doesn't know what he's saying. He's under on medication. Give it up for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. That would be difficult for a big-breasted woman to play the accordion. big old thing hanging in front of you there?
Yeah, unless they hang low enough where you can just push them to the side, either side of the...
No, that's a good look.
Yeah.
That's a good look. AT&T U-verse. Let's see where to start. Well, let's start with this. Let's start with the SEC Network, Southeastern Conference. You like college sports? If you do, not every television provider offers that as part of the guide or the list of stations, but AT&T U-verse does. 1,000. And I wonder if it's exactly 1,000. It has to be at least, or they couldn't say this, they'd all go to prison. 1,000 exclusive live college sporting events this season, including 45 college football games. That's what you're going to find on the SEC Network. And you'll get that with AT&T U-verse. You're also going to get their DVR, their home DVR, which records. It happened again last night at my house, the night before last. I wanted to watch something. Oh, and the thing came up on the screen. Sorry, you're currently recording two other shows. And it was my wife's crap that she watches. So I got to go to another room, watch TV.
You're going to have to get another house.
Don't think I haven't thought about that. And it has nothing to do with television. Also, AT&T, you can watch whatever you want on a tablet or your phone or computer. You know, you don't have to be tethered to some outlet somewhere. AT&T U-verse. If you like anything I just said, and I didn't even mention fiber optics, then you need to look into this. You can do it by calling... you okay? Wow, you really are.
Yeah, sorry.
Something going there. 877-ONLY-ATT. That's 877-ONLY-ATT. You can also go to an AT&T store, or you can go to their website. And I'm not going to tell you what that is, because most of you are in the cars, and you can't, you know, remember it anyway. I couldn't. So you go to frankopinion.com. You click on sponsors, and all that contact information is there for AT&T. And AT&T U-verse. And now, what is this lawyer's name? Do we know his name? The guy talks real fast.
No.
What is it, Bruce? Speedy Spagato. He's an attorney. Speedy Spagato. And now, here is Speedy Spagato with the leader.
Spagato?
The legal disclaimer.
Geographic and service restrictions apply to AT&T U-verse services. Call or go to att.com/U-verse to see if you qualify. For more information, go to att.com/SEC Network. Requires qualifying device, U200 or higher TV plan, and Wi-Fi or data connection. Data charges may apply.
Wow, he's fast.
He is.
He's a fast-talking guy. Last night, we had dinner at Annie Gunn's with two other couples. My wife has a two-drink limit. If she has... one, and it's a girly drink, cosmopolitan type. We're not big drinkers. I don't think I've ever seen her have three drinks. I rarely have ever had three drinks, but she has a two-drink maximum. And after the second drink or halfway through it, she is just, you know.
Kind of loopy?
Yeah, and she did two of her isms last night.
Oh, boy.
We were talking about Chris Rock, and I said... I'll never understand how Chris Rock can get up and insult black people. And he does. He basically calls them thieves, ignorant, lazy in his routine. And I said, I don't know that I understand how they just laugh at that and they'll get up and walk out. And my wife says, well, what about Rodney Dangerfield? He insulted everybody. Now we're with two other couples and they all just looked at me and I said,
what did you say?
I said, what?
You said
what? She said, Rodney Dangerfield insulted everybody. He didn't care if they're black or Jewish. And I said, Rodney Dangerfield insulted himself. I don't get no respect.
Don Rickles.
Rickles was the one.
That's who she was thinking of. But she said, Rodney Dangerfield insulted everybody. Now, here's the other thing she did. The couple, Rich and Barb, that we're with, were talking about how they had gone to see Grease, the musical Grease. And we're comparing it to the TV show and how after you've seen the movie, no play or stage version of it. And here's what my wife said. I'm not making this up. If any of this is not true, if I'm making this up, I'm going to ask the Lord in heaven. Now, there's thunder around. Yep. And this is the perfect time to ask this. I'm going to ask the Lord in heaven, if I'm not telling the truth, to send the biggest bolt of lightning he's ever created, and have it not only split my skull, but split me completely down the middle, right down to between my testicles.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, into two pieces.
This must be true.
She says, I cannot even imagine. She said, I agree. She said, the movie Grease is better. I can't even imagine seeing Grease without Patrick Swayze being in it.
Dirty Dancing?
Yeah. John Travolta was in Grease.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But she was loopy.
It didn't matter. Alcohol. She would have said it anyway. I don't think it really mattered. Now she's, if she's listening to the car, now she's really mad. Now
wait,
she's
did you,
I do that.
If she was a little loopy.
No, the answer's no. I know what you're getting at. When you got home.
Frisky.
No. Yeah, the answer. Here's what happened when I got home. Got a chance after dinner when I got in the car on the way home to listen to Larry Connors. I'm still surprised. And I mean really surprised. I knew what I sort of expected from Larry Connors when he was going to do radio, but I was wrong. This guy is really, it's really good. Larry Connors USA should be a syndicated show. It just should. He works so hard on that show. And when you listen to it, I've listened three times to just partial shows, and every time I learn something. And it's compelling. It's that kind of radio where you just, there's never 10 minutes that's not interesting. And the way he does it, he's turned out to be a really good radio broadcaster. And usually TV people don't make good radio people. They just don't. And I know he did a stint at the old folk station, and it wasn't that good. For some reason, he's figured it out. And if you're in the car or there's nothing else interesting to you and you've got access to radio 9 to midnight, check out what he's doing because it's really, really good. And now it's time for the outdoor segment. Brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. Well, it sure has been hot out there, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, Frank.
I'll say.
And I'll tell you, when you think about going outdoors, you need to remember, dress in layers, drink a lot of alcohol, and leave the elderly alone. They're in a bad mood because it's hot, and they don't need you coming to their door bugging them.
And if you go outside today, you might want to take an umbrella.
In addition to the layers of clothing and the alcohol that you have with you. And that's it for the outdoor segment. Yeah.
That was informative.
That was a good one. Well, that's the best one ever. Brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. Now, listen up. Starting tomorrow, it's bow days. I don't mean bow like Bo Derek or bow like, ooh, he's my bow. I mean B-O-W like hunting. It's the fourth annual Pistols Plus bow days. They're in Osage Beach, Missouri. The latest and the greatest in bows. And, this is tomorrow through September 1st. You're going to get to meet local professional shooters, get tips on hunting, all kinds of hunting accessories, $50 to $100 off selected in-stock bows, and a free bow giveaway with a store purchase and accessories from the True Ball and Scott's Archery, from True Ball and from Scott's Archery. Bow season, by the way, starts September 15th for you bow hunters. Pistols Plus, Bow Days, tomorrow. It does sound like a star, doesn't it? Starring Bow Days, so tomorrow through September 1st. Now, the folks that own Pistols Plus, and I know these people, they're really nice people. The wife is especially nice, we put it that way. The husband, I'm not so crazy about him. I'm more crazy, but I'm kidding, they're nice people. But they also own this Chickie's restaurant. Somebody emailed me last week and said, hey, where's the place you talk about the lake with the great fried chicken? You said it was the best fried chicken you've ever had. No, I never said that, because I've never had anywhere at the lake where I had great fried chicken. Chicken wings at Chickie's, they claim they have the best chicken wings at the lake. Now, they're making that claim. That'll be for you to decide. The other question I get, I know they have chicken livers, and I can't get those just everywhere. The other question I get is, where is this Chickie's? Okay, for you folks that go to the lake, and there are lots of you, when you're going in from Kingdom City 54, about a mile before the turn off to the dam, it's on the right. There's a red barn there. It looks like a Western set for a Western movie. And there you'll see it, Chickie. So stop in there on the way into the lake or on the way out of the lake. And when we talk tomorrow, because Pistols Plus is going to sponsor, it's a doubleheader this week. We're going to be talking about how you can legally now purchase a suppressor, which some people call a silencer. You know, when you see these movies and a guy walks in,
yeah,
these are legal now. If you, and I'll tell you how you can go about getting it. You can't just walk in and go, I'll take a suppressor. But we'll talk about that because I got a great education on that from Pistols Plus. Pistols Plus is in Osage Beach, across from Staples. And it's much bigger and better than you would ever think just from looking on the outside. It's smaller when you look out. But when you go in, you'll see Pistols Plus. Everybody's talking about this little girl. 9-year-old girl who shot and killed the shooting instructor with the Uzi. There's really nothing to say to me about this, except sometimes people make really bad decisions and use bad judgment. And you don't put a weapon like that in the hand of a little 9-year-old girl. That's it. That's all there is to it. There's really nothing more to say about that. I used a drill today. I actually charged up a drill. And I haven't had a drill in my hand for, I don't know, a year. And I put up a couple of things, and I found I have a stud finder, and I drilled a big wood screw. And when you use a drill, you feel like a man.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I felt really manly before I came to work because I had just used a drill, and I changed from a quarter-inch bit, and I put the Phillips head in there, and I screwed. Man, I'm telling you, there's something. When I go in a hardware store, I look at that stuff, and I go, boy, do I wish I knew what this was and how to use it. Because I see certain saws and things. I don't even know what they are. But when you do, it's hard to explain. But you know what I'm talking about. You get a drill out, or you take a saw, and you go, and if the project ends up being done right, and it works, and it actually hangs on the wall without ripping a chunk out of the drywall because you thought you hit a stud, but you didn't.
Yeah.
Wow, it's a great yard. Stand back and look at it. Adam Levine. My wife loves Adam Levine, and she loves the Maroon 5. I like Maroon 5's music okay. I kind of do, but I just don't like this Adam Levine. He looks unfriendly to me, and like he thinks he's
all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now listen to this. This is a quote from Adam Levine. It was just in today's USA Today. He's talking about writing music. He says, you can only write good music if you're really self-aware about how you feel. I don't really believe that you have to be heartbroken or particularly happy or sad. It all comes down to how are you harvesting life? What? Who says that? Who says harvesting life? Adam Levine says it.
He's trying to be intellectual.
Yes. Thank you. And I'm sure he's very smart. And he's obviously got a lot more money than we'll ever have. I just, for some reason, I don't despise him. I don't know. But I'm not supposed to. I'm not a girl. The guy in New Hampshire is dead. Here's a lesson. This is the same kind of lesson when people say, hey, don't get on a ladder if you're over 50 or something. This guy had a big boulder in his yard, a 6,000-pound boulder, and he decided he wanted it out of his yard, so he's going to move it by himself. Well, guess what? He started digging around the bottom of it and got it loose, and it decided to roll toward him and pin him against the side of a ditch, and he's dead. So don't do that. Like so many things we talk about, don't do that.
Nature put that there. Leave it.
Yeah, why would you?
Leave it alone. I think having a big 6,000-pound boulder in your yard would be kind of cool myself. Wait till you hear. There's a town in Brazil. It's called Nova do Cordeiro. It's in southeast Brazil. It's a small town, 600. The population is entirely female. The sons are sent away at 18. And a few husbands are allowed in town on weekends. And here's the deal. Most of these women, they say, are extremely attractive. And they've put out an appeal for single men. Here's a quote from one of these women. Again, this is a town in Brazil. All women, mostly very attractive. And they're asking for men to come and move in. Here's what one woman says. Here, the only men we single girls meet are either married or related to us. Everybody's a cousin. I haven't kissed a man for a long time, says Nelmer Fernandez, 23. Can you imagine going to this place? She says, we all dream of falling in love and getting married, but we like living here. We don't want to have to leave town to find a husband. So we need some men to come here. Our town is pretty. It's organized, harmonious. Whew. Get a ticket and get over to this place. That's all I could say. I'm not sure I understand the bisexual thing. I kind of am okay with it with women if they're both hot women. Dear Prudence, I'm happily married, 27, mother of two. I've recently revealed to my husband that I am bisexual, something I've only recently admitted to myself. He's completely supportive, and we agreed this does not change anything in terms of our marriage. Let me stop right here and tell you why he's supportive. Threesome.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Well, honey, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay with that. Bring that one girlfriend over, that real hot one that you like. Why don't you have her over for dinner one night? And I'll be completely supportive if you guys start making out in front of me.
I'll just be over here in the corner.
You're choked up just thinking about it. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This, I'm not kidding. I know I say this a lot. This is one of my favorite jokes. I don't know what made me think of it today, but I think it's been a while, so time to bring it back. Guy goes into a diner, cafe, whatever, and he asks for a menu, and the waitress brings him a menu. And he says, I see you have chicken and dumplings. She says, yes, they're homemade. One of our specialties is, well, I love me some chicken and dumplings. I'm a ham sandwich. So she brings him a ham sandwich. The next evening, the guy comes in again. She says, hey, good to see you here again. He said, can I see a menu? She says, sure. She shows him a menu. He says, whoa, it's Thursday. It says here, Thursday special, homemade meatloaf. And it's Thursday. Wow. How's the meatloaf? She says, the meatloaf is actually made fresh by the owner's grandmother. It's the best meatloaf I've ever tasted. No customer has ever been disappointed in it. He goes, boy, that sounds good. I'll have a ham sandwich. So she brings him a ham sandwich. Third night he comes in. And he notices, asks for a menu again. And he notices on the menu something he'd never seen before. Best fried chicken in 8 states. And he said, you know, I love fried chicken, but my mother was a Southern cook, and her fried chicken was skinned before she fried it. And that's rare. I've never found that anywhere else. She said, well, you find it here. That's one of the secrets to our fried chicken. We skin it. And he said, how thick is the batter? She says, it's, you barely even notice there is batter. And he said, is it just fried in a skillet? She says, no, it's fried in a skillet, and then it's finished off. The finishing touch is put in an oven. He said, that's just the way. That's just the way I had it as a kid. I'll have a ham sandwich. She's thinking, this is the weirdest guy. So the next night, she sees him coming across the street toward the cafe. So she grabs a menu, and she scratches out, just rubs out ham sandwich. He sits down, he asks for a menu, she hands him that menu, and he looks at it, and he stares at it, and he's puzzled, he looks confused. She walks over, and she says, look, I gotta be honest. Just before you walked in, I scratched your favorite thing. He said, really? Well, wash your hands and make me a ham sandwich.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Got a new accident reported eastbound Highway 270 east of 157. And essentially everything out there today is just rain-slowed roads. due to the showers all afternoon. Southbound on 270 are heavy now between north of Highway 70 and Manchester Road. Still heavy south of there, too, in pockets up to about Gravois. Southbound 141 at 13th Street. Vehicle accident blocking the right lane. Use some caution in there. It's an overturned vehicle. Westbound 44, slowing now between Grand and Elm out in Webster Groves. Could be an incident there at Elm. 64 westbound, heavy just west of, looks like, Jefferson all the way out to 270 now. Eastbound 64, you're on the brakes now between the Valley and Big Bend, then again between Compton and the Poplar. Southbound 170 between Page and 64. 70 eastbound, heavy 270 through Jennings Station. 70 westbound between Shreve and Bermuda. 270 eastbound, McDonald through 170. 55, 64 eastbound, heavy in that stretch between Tudor and the 64-70 split. Then again, eastbound 64 is just slow through that road construction zone. This update is brought to you by Burger King. Right now at Burger King, chicken fries are back. Headed to Burger King now and get their chicken fries while they still last for a limited time only at participating restaurants. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Joe Strell.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
I'm Jim Hewer.
I'm John Hadley.
I'm Jim Powers.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, Cards, Rams, and Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station. The Big 550 KTRS.
Men over 40, have you tried the GNC award-winning breakthrough designed to invigorate your body and increase your libido? If you're experiencing weaker drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, you need Nugenix. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named the number one selling men's vitality product. For a limited time, you can enjoy a complimentary bottle by calling 1-800-900-1838. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, stronger drive, improved performance. Be more of the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. Tired of your body not performing like you'd like it to? Experience the award-winning breakthrough, Nugenix. Feel like the best man you can be by calling for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop. But to get your complimentary bottle, you must call now. 1-800-900-1838. That's 1-800-900-1838.
Playing guitar in a rock band was the best time of my life. But like a dummy, I didn't wear earplugs. So I got this ringing in my ears called tinnitus. It screwed up my focus, my creative edge. I had trouble sleeping, and I had to keep asking people, "What? What'd you say?" It was awful. Until I discovered Ring Away.
Ring Away is the new fast-acting breakthrough designed with doctor-recommended ingredients to relieve constant ringing or buzzing. And right now, they're letting the public try it for free. Just call 1-800-400-3159 now while supplies last. The only product of its kind, Ring Away is so powerful, it doesn't just relieve the ringing or buzzing. It actually supports ear health, too, so you can work and sleep in peace.
Ring Away is amazing. I just wish I tried it sooner.
If you want the ringing to go away, call now to try Ring Away for free. But hurry, this is an exclusive radio-only offer. Call now for details. 1-800-400-3159. That's 1-800-400-3159. 1-800-400-3159.
Martin Kilcoyne here, and we're talking about amazing siding and windows. So let's talk windows. You've all heard those low-price vinyl window ads that are out there. Don't be fooled. You need to consider the Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Windows. Big misconception out there that the fiberglass windows are too expensive. Not the case. Not with amazing siding and windows. They allow you to buy from a Marvin authorized retailer, and it makes fiberglass windows affordable. These windows are 8 times stronger than vinyl windows and have 833% less expansion. They can be pre-finished in nearly any paint color or hand-stained to match nearly any interior trimmed prior to installation. Virtually maintenance-free. And how about this? They're energy efficient. That means you save money on your heating and cooling bills. Call today and save $125 off each window. That number is 636-230-5800. 636-230-5800. Online, AmazingSidingSTL.com. Offer ends August 31st. Limitations apply.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-5538. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-5538. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-5538. That's 1-800-900-5538. 1-800-900-5538.
Supreme Nicotine, South County Vapor Lounge, 5837 South Lindbergh. Supreme Nicotine's West County Vapor Lounge, 15270 Manchester Road. Supreme Nicotine, South County Center, top level, next to Macy's. We're shipped quick from SupremeNicotine.com. The world's best e-cigs, America's best e-liquid, Supreme Nicotine.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. Did your refrigerator just go out? Well, not only will you get the lowest price on your next Frigidaire refrigerator, we can deliver it to you within 24 hours. How do we do this? We have a 36,000 square foot warehouse in good old St. Louis City where we stock truckloads of Frigidaire appliances. Lowest price, immediate delivery, period. Appliance Discounters is a place to purchase your next Frigidaire appliance. Shop at Appliance Discounters and find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition.
St. Louis area businesses, are you frustrated with a lack of new sales leads? Are you searching for ways to reach new clients? Are you looking for a way to meet customers face-to-face? Exhibit at the St. Louis Business Expo, Wednesday, October 22nd at the St. Charles Convention Center. This is the largest business-to-business trade show in Missouri. One past exhibitor earned a $1 million contract at the show. Booths are going fast. Call and reserve your space today. Call 314-569-0076 or visit stlewisbusinessexpo.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you go, let me go home and start.
That's right. You know what that music means?
Just snorted.
I did. I don't know why. You know what? Dion's got something bad going on, like a congestion thing.
I know.
And he said, a while ago, he said, but I feel great. And I thought, is it time?
I don't think it's time yet, man.
Tomorrow for what Dan Strauss thinks is the greatest joke ever.
I love
ever.
That joke.
Maybe tomorrow.
I'm the opposite of lady parts.
You're the opposite of this joke.
Yeah.
I look fine, but I feel terrible.
I don't even care if it's been a year.
Yeah.
That joke is good enough to tell every month.
I know.
We may have to do it tomorrow. We'll see how Peon feels tomorrow. Right now, we're going to see what's going on in Southern California. He's too far south for that earthquake stuff.
Whew.
Thank goodness. We don't want him getting caught up and swallowed up in a quake. He's Mike Evans. And he's brought to you by the place where I had dinner last night, Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. And they're both in Chesterfield Valley. Folks, I give you Mike Evans.
How was your dinner last night, Annie?
It was absolutely fantastic. I had a potato pancakes as an appetizer, and we had a couple of other couples. And Barb, the lady, I said, you like potato pancakes? She says, I love them. I said, well, you think you love them. Wait till you have these. And she said, the absolute best potato pancakes I have ever had in my life. And they are. And I had a filet, and I had mashed potatoes, and I had asparagus. And, of course, 10 minutes later, my pee was stinking. That stuff gets in your system so
quick.
Fast.
We don't need to hear about your urination, homie.
Well, it's not just all about you, Mike. I think the listeners like to hear about
Your urination?
Yes, they enjoy that.
So.
Well, they do, but it was fantastic. And how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Did you feel?
Clockwise question, name the name of the star who wanted to be an oceanographer.
Mm.
Wanted to become the next Jacques Cousteau. Kevin Costner, George Clooney, Samuel L. Jackson,
hey,
Bryan Cranston.
What do you call An ocean.
Here it comes.
What do you call an oceanographer who moonlights as a janitor? Jacques Custodian.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Yeah!
He's on fire.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
First your urination, and now Jacques Custodian.
Custodian.
Before I forget, Justin Timberlake, Jessica Biel, Jessica Alba, Jennifer Aniston, George Barbara Bush.
What?
What?
George Barbara Bush.
Yeah, Barbara Bush.
And the Clintons. The Clintons.
Oh. Hey, I think that Jennifer Aniston's getting hotter every year. I do. I think she's getting better looking.
Did they ever send you the pictures of her areolas?
Nope. You keep telling us about it.
You said you would, but you didn't do it.
I will.
All right.
These are just a few celebrities that will be at the U.S. Tennis Open this week in Queens, New York. A lot of celebrities going to that. TV news, Judge Judy is the number one daytime show in India, England, Japan, Canada, and the United States. Judge Judy now makes $1.2 million a week.
Whoa.
A week.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
Hunger Games coming to free television. If you didn't see Hunger Games in the theaters, you can see it July 4th, 2015, on the TNT network. Another New York Post headline. The story was about a new study that shows it costs $245,000 to raise a child from birth to 18 years of age. New York Post headline screamed, "The parents slap."
No.
That is a rude awakening, all right. The parents slap. See what they did there, homie?
Sure.
Hey, good. Kardashian crap.
Mm-hmm.
Snot-nosed Kylie Jenner whining, "I don't remember when there wasn't cameras in my face. It made my life a living hell."
Shut up. Yeah, somebody needs to tell them to shut up.
Well, I was going to say, how about kids that have cancer, no food, maybe orphans, etc.?
Yeah.
Somebody tell poor little Kylie Jenner, shut the front door.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, homie.
You bet.
You know what I'm talking
about.
You
bet.
With the paparazzi and groupies hanging out at restaurants that the Kardashians stop by at in the Hamptons where they're vacationing, owners of one establishment have had enough. Put up a sign. Kardashians not welcome. You're like hemorrhoids. You come and go, but always a pain in the arse.
Oh. Yeah.
Gotta love that. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian didn't want any publicity for their baby. Said their baby is out of bounds. Their baby would always be kept away from the media, away from public eye.
Mm-hmm.
Threatened the paparazzi with violence.
Yeah, we'll see.
But now they want to design and market a doll in the baby's image.
Yeah, that didn't last long.
Don't know why you would want them, but I thought you might want to know there is an online auction November 7th where, among other items, you can buy Madonna's used underwear.
Ew. Let's go back to this doll. Who would want a doll in the likeness of that slut's little daughter?
I don't know.
I mean, think about it. Well, hey, what's that doll you got there? Why, that's the little Kardashian
baby.
That's
a little porn skank's daughter.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, the peon's giving me the TikTok sign. Really?
How about Madonna, though, on used underwear? I guess you throw it against the wall and see if it's thick. That's the way you check the authenticity of the underwear, finally.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that. See? That's where we draw the line.
And finally.
Edit that out. Can you edit that out?
Yes. Yeah.
And finally.
Okay. Right.
Anyway.
No.
Who wanted to be the next Jacques? Kevin Costner, George Clooney, Samuel Jackson, Bryan Cranston.
I'll go Costner.
Yes, Costner.
Bryan Cranston.
Went to USC, majored in an oceanography, then switched to a double major of acting and piloting. Is now an Oscar winner and an accomplished pilot. The answer is Samuel L. Jackson.
Whoa.
Hey, Mike Evans, once again with my French Jacques Cousteau.
Didn't even pronounce it right. Jacques Cousteau. Mike Evans. Made possible. That performance you just heard made possible by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. I do my banking at First Community Credit Union, have for, 6 or 7 years now. checking, savings, loan, business loan. Don't forget about business loans if you need that. And doesn't have bank in the name. We've talked about that. There are people that I get. I know there are people that still ask the question. Now, what is the credit union? Here, think of it this way. It's a place to bank. It's just called a credit union because years ago it was specifically set up for particular workers, often union workers, so that they could get special treatments they couldn't get from most banks and a speedier process when it came to things like approving loans. Well, all that same stuff that they got that nobody else could get, you can get now. Anybody can bank at First Community Credit Union. And I'd invite you to join us and do just that. Leave your bank and do all your banking at First Community Credit Union. I'm going to bet you will not be sorry. And you'll say, wow, I'm glad I did that. Not something you think about often. Oh, I wonder if I should change banks. But think about it. Go into any First Community Credit Union, have some fresh popcorn on these hot days of bomb pop, and get some information, ask some questions, or go to this website, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
Let's get our final check on traffic with Frank Ladd.
Working with a new crash, Dan, the ramp from eastbound 270 to southbound 255. Eastbound 270 is heavy up in North County between 370 and about West Florissant. Then again, in a pocket approaching the chain of Roxbridge. Also reports of an accident now near 157 on eastbound 270. Westbound Highway 70 on the brakes now between Riverview and about Jennings Station. And then a pocket near the airport. That's westbound Highway 70. Eastbound Highway 70, slow stretch between the Blanchett Bridge and looks like Lindbergh. Then again, passing the airport to about North Hanley. Westbound on Highway 64, it's a slow stretch in long, heavy stretches between Grand and Highway 270. Eastbound 64, heavy west of 141 near the valley now, near Clarkson, all the way in through about 170. Then it opens up a bit headed east of there. And southbound on 170, it's a slow stretch this afternoon between Olive now and Highway 64. It's just really rain-soaked roads and just those two incidents to report. Still a heavy stretch of volume now southbound on 270 approaching Highway 44 from about Big Bend, and a couple pockets headed westbound out of the city, west on 44 from Grand out through about Elm. It opens up west of Webster Groves. This update is brought to you by Burger King. Right now at Burger King, chicken fries are back. Head into Burger King now and get their chicken fries while they still last. Limited time only at participating restaurants. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
Weekday nights at 9, lock and load for the talk show you don't want to miss. This is Larry Connors for news and commentary, American trivia, and American story. Book it. Larry Connors, USA, on KTRS, the Big 550.
5 days, all 5 days of Wednesday through Monday. It's the Plaza Motors Garage Sale at all seven locations. Doors opening at 9 a.m. sharp. Millions of dollars in pre-owned inventory. Price to move fast. $8,000 cars for $5,000. $5,000 cars for $3,000. And at least one vehicle will be sold for $19.95 every day. During the giant Plaza Motors Garage Sale at all Plaza locations this Wednesday through Monday.
There's music and food and drink and fun at the 16th annual Sip and Savor Taste Event, Thursday, September 4th from 5 till 8 p.m., 370 Lakeside Park in St. Peter's. There are too many good things happening there for us to talk about here. So you gotta go to the website, foodfest370.com, and check out the video. What's better than that? Actually being there at the 16th annual Sip and Savor Taste Event, Thursday, September 4th from 5 till 8 p.m. at 370 Lakeside Park in St. Peter's. Online at foodfest370.com.
Sorry about that segment of silence. We had an Amber Alert or something that was supposed to come through, and it didn't come through. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you
your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan. Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, you're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Some SLU professors asked the mayor of Ferguson to grant clemency to nonviolent offenders. Hear why they say if granted, it would give some people a clean slate in life.
The number of officers patrolling Ferguson is going to be reduced. More on the changes coming to the city. More than 54,000 expected at the Edward Jones Dome tonight. What's bringing them downtown during stormy weather?
First on Fox, more than 54,000 teenagers are braving the storms for the One Direction concert at the Edward Jones Dome tonight.
Yeah, the huge crowd has also caused several street closures downtown. But first, let's go to Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray with the latest on the weather. They're braving.
You saw those signs. They weren't braving. I skipped school for this. Did you see that one?
When they come out of that concert, the rain will be all gone.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and it's starting to show signs of winding down. It's still got some pretty good action in it. Weather patterns exactly the same, though. Nothing really getting scrubbed out here.